The city of Miami Beach remains under an emergency curfew after college students flocked to the streets and beaches for spring break. Many didn't observe social distancing or wear masks, and police cracked down hard. They used SWAT teams and pepper balls to break up crowds over the weekend. For more, we're joined by Veronica Zaragovia of member station WLRN in Miami. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. And so the city imposed an 8 p.m. curfew on Saturday, and hours later, police enforced that curfew by firing pepper balls into crowds of tourists. How were residents of Miami Beach responding to this use of force?
I think residents here in Miami Beach who I've spoken to have said that what they welcome are measures like the curfew and limiting cars or pedestrians or restaurants from operating after certain hours. People feel uneasy about the use of force. I don't think anybody would be happy that things have escalated the way they have. And they would prefer that this curfew could avoid another incident like what has transpired here in the last few days.
Sure. And one other layer, of course, is that many of the tourists were Black, and critics say that's one of the reasons why police reacted the way they did. I know you've spoken with the Miami Beach Black Affairs Committee, Veronica. So what do they have to say about that?
That's right. I spoke with Gregory Branch. He's the vice chair of this committee that he says was put together in part to raise awareness of the contributions of Black residents to Miami Beach. And he has some mixed feelings. He feels like there should be a fight among Black people to get more events here in Miami Beach that they are interested in, that don't just cater to the art collectors who come down for Art Basel, for instance. You know, how about events that bring in people who live in this area? And he said that the fighting that he saw over the weekend, he does not support. He's making a call for people to obey the rules. He's worried that these images that are spreading on social media are only going to yield more racism.
Okay, and I know you're talking to some of the spring breakers as well. Let's hear from one of them. This is Christina Thomas, who is Black, and here she is talking about the police crackdown.
It was a mess, but I mean, I didn't think that it caused for all that, because really everybody was just having a good time. Like, they weren't breaking into things, they weren't like fighting or anything like that, so that was kind of a bummer.
So, Veronica, I mean, is what we hear from Christina there kind of typical for what you're hearing more broadly from the tourists who are visiting Miami Beach?
You know, I heard, I mean, a lot of that, I spoke to many Black tourists as well as non-Black tourists, and people generally understood the need for the curfew and kind of understood that there was a need for police officers. Even Christina Thomas told me that police officers had been cordial. She asked if she left the area, could she maybe come back? Would she have troubles coming back? And she said that she got a help from the police officer. But, you know, people are also disappointed because they feel like they paid money to come down here. And a lot of them said, well, we want to go to Fort Lauderdale where there isn't a curfew, but an Uber could cost $200, one spring breaker told me. And then they're not sure it could take, there were reports of traffic lasting about 2 hours to get back into Miami Beach. And so it was unexpected. And I think that was unfortunate for visitors who wanted to enjoy their time here.
In the moments we have left, Veronica, I want to ask you about this other complicating dynamic, which is that the governor of Florida has said the state's open for business, come on down. But then you have mayors, like in Miami Beach, saying they're concerned about large gatherings. So how is that mixed messaging factoring into what we're seeing right now?
Yes, I mean, even locals who live here, who I've spoken to, have said that he should come down here on a Friday night and see what it's like, that this image of Florida's open. I mean, students did tell me they chose to come down to Florida because states like California had more restrictions. And so people are feeling like they don't have any support. I mean, the governor, Ron DeSantis, has taken away the possibility for local governments to fine businesses or people for not complying with COVID-19 safety rules. And in a time when these variants are spreading, people are worried about that.
Sure. That's Veronica Zaragovia from member station WLRN joining us from Miami. Thanks, Veronica.
Thanks to you.